Athens, Georgia, is often regarded as one of the best college towns in America. It is home to the University of Georgia, also home to a big music scene. But around 30% of the city's residents live below the poverty line. The number's even higher for children. Mariah Parker, a.k.a. the artist Lingua Franca, is working to bridge that divide. Allison McCabe has their story.
When the University of Georgia set out to expand its campus in the early 1960s, the homes of at least 50 black families were raised to build new dorms. Last year, Mariah Parker was instrumental in the passage of the Linentown Resolution, which calls for reinvestment in the community, led by the community.
It is an exciting day to pay homage to the piece of Athens black history.
Parker grew up outside of Louisville, Kentucky. They wrote raps in high school and performed in college poetry slams. Drawn to the robust music scene, Parker moved to Athens in 2013.
Like meeting like every single person I meet was like a bassist or a vocalist or a keyboardist or like had a show this Thursday. But I noticed its lack of color. All the rappers were sort of relegated to like the corners of the city, both musically and geographically.
So Parker started organizing hip hop shows downtown, centering black artists. When one of the headliners couldn't make it to a big event, they stepped up to the mic.
In the 2 months lead up to the show, I like wrote my entire set, which became my first album.
I'm waking up at 7, I'm stretching and eating vegetables because beating my demons could never be fearsome as feeding them and feeling them beating up on my eardrums.
Performing as Lingua Franca, Parker rapped about their struggles with mental health, addiction, and the decision to end a pregnancy, connecting these experiences to social inequality and the need for change.
Because everyone wanted to complain about the state of the system, congratulate themselves on Facebook for paying attention, and homie, I know you're right, but if nobody mobilizes a noble fight, we stay in slaves for centuries.
Ethnomusicologist Kira Gaunt says Parker's music is deeply fused with protest.
It has traces of aspects of African ideologies about individuality within collectivity. It has traces of what hip-hop's origins are founded in. Music was of the people, and it spoke about the plight of everyday life.
As Parker's audiences grew, so did their involvement in local politics. Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz remembers meeting Parker when he was running for office in 2018.
You know, we live in an era when surface issues seem very prominent, when self-promotion is a sort of hallmark of the day across the political spectrum. And certainly while Mariah has a performer's element, there's a distinct authenticity.
When the longtime county commissioner representing Parker's district stepped down to launch his own mayoral campaign, Gertz encouraged 26-year-old Parker to run for the vacated seat. Parker says the opposition was immediate.
I had recently done an interview with the local newspaper in which I described my life as being in shambles. And hecklers came to the campaign launch to read aloud from the article.
But Parker refused to be silenced or shamed.
So now I was straight up with them. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people in our district that are behind on their car payments, that are going to eat ramen today, that could find themselves unhoused next week if they get in yet another fight with their husband.
Parker won the election. Now in their second term, they're releasing a new album that doubles as a PhD dissertation in language and literacy education at the University of Georgia. Parker says its title, Bell Ringer, has two meanings.
Both in the sense of knocking somebody out and like calling people to action.
The title track revisits the 1991 murder of 15-year-old Latasha Harlins, shot from behind by a convenience store owner who accused her of stealing a bottle of juice.
Stick a target on me if you got it. I'm just here to cop a bottle of that watery concoction by the strawberries. Show me some camaraderie. We both have probably seen some awful robberies and know that we're for keeping his sickle sharp. If I die, don't play, you better riot. If I die, don't play, you better riot.
Abolition loops in political activist and scholar Angela Davis, connecting generations as they work through cycles of progress and pushback.
If being radical is grasping from the road, that's just what I'll do, that's just what I'll do.
Davis says music is central to the work of imagining and realizing freedom.
My mentor, Herbert Marcuse, once pointed out that art itself doesn't change the world, but art changes the people and can give them impulses to go out and transform the world.
Whether performing on stage or serving in office, Parker says the same credo applies. No enemy, but apathy.
You see that girl, let go, bike that girl, bike to that girl, ride that girl, right? Such cold rides that girl might go worldwide.
For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.